the Civic Media app, or just go to 98qcountry.com, or go to YouTube. Watch the live stream. I just pointed at it like you can see what I'm looking at. There's a live stream happening on YouTube. The 98Q Country YouTube channel was created just a few weeks ago. This is going to be one of its primary uses. And there it is. It's 8 o'clock, so let's just briefly...
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
All right, and we'll get a really quick top of the hour check of the weather so we don't get too far off kilter, and then I'll answer a few more phone calls before we wrap it up today on the 98Q Country Deer Hunters Roundup. What you got, Big G? I saw you. You look like you had a thought.
Well, doing all the paperwork here tonight, so okay. Hopefully you can read my writing, so... Thanks to all the camps that have called in here, and be sure and identify if you're a high school age or younger. We do have that great rifle from Name It Implement.
Big G was kind enough.
Youth contest, so.
You're kind enough, Big G, not to say Gray's going to forget to ask if you're old enough to qualify. So I appreciate that, but do please let me know. I'm going to just fire off the top of the hour check of the weather. Stick around. We've got a couple more phone calls for you. We'll be right back in about 20 seconds-ish.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 20s. It looks mostly cloudy for Thanksgiving Day, high in the mid-20s with a gusty breeze, a few flurries for Thursday night and Friday. We're at 18 right now.
All right, and we are officially at the start of the post-game show, overtime, whatever you want to call it. We have had to cut off broadcasting of two of the three radio stations. But see, that's kind of the thing, is now we're doing it like we've always done it. We've always been here on 98Q Country, just here. Even before Joel got here, the roundup was happening. And while we do still have the YouTube live stream going, and that's different from before, we're now much closer to that reach that we generally have. Thank you all so much for your awesome calls, emails, texts in today, for your patience with us as we've been working the phones. I've got a couple more lights on my buttons here. That means I've got more callers waiting. I'll fit in a few more of you. We'll check in with a word from Craig from Bader Sports Center before we wrap it up for today. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Hello? I hear a shuffling. Oh, sorry, I missed it. That's my fault. Who are we talking to?
Chris from Camp Wolfbait.
Camp Wolfbait, was it?
Wolfbait?
Yeah.
Chris from Camp Wolfbait.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for bearing with it. Sometimes our ears don't work here. That's what happens when you spend a lot of time out in the woods with a firearm, but that's the name of the game. Speaking of, how's hunting going for you this week?
Pretty good. On the first day, the first morning, I got a big spiker.
You got a big spiker?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, congratulations.
About 6 to 7 inches long.
Wow. That's absolutely awesome. Congratulations to you. And you didn't mention it, but I got to ask, was that your first deer, or have you got one before?
Well, first one with a gun.
Cool. Hey, that's just as much of a first deer as any first deer, if you ask me. I know some people might disagree, but I bet you had a really fun time with that one. Were you out with your parents, or who were you hunting with?
My dad.
You were hunting with dad? Was he being nice and quiet in the stand with you, making sure the deer came in nice?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you called to let us know. We'll make sure that you're entered to win that
youth rifle.
What is your first name again, please?
Squish.
Squid?
Squish.
Oh, Squish. We accept that, too.
Squish.
There is no wrong answer. Those are both top-notch answers. I would have loved them both. But no, we will make sure that Squish makes it into the box for the drawing of that youth rifle donated by Nemeth Implement. Before you go, though, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food there, Squish?
Cranberry sauce.
I am going to enjoy that one myself. Like I said, I wasn't going to admit it until somebody else did first.
Cranberry sauce.
Always. Always cranberry sauce. Thank you so much, Squish. Good luck to you out there.
Thanks.
Mine's
mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes. Oh, we've got a double. We've got a double answer. Who is this? Who's the second answer now?
Tammy.
Tammy or Cammy?
Tammy.
Gotcha. Well, hey, we'll see. We'll make sure we get everybody who can fairly be entered to win that youth rifle. Thank you guys so much. Please do call us back later on this week, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, just a couple more calls before we wrap it up. Kind of around 8:10-ish, I'm thinking. So probably one to three more calls. We'll see, depending on what you guys do to us. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Squatter.
Squatter. Squatter, I had you in mind. You are part of the reason I didn't want to wrap it up right at 8. I was like, we haven't heard from Squatter tonight, and that just ain't right.
Dude, I was on hold for 18 minutes.
I appreciate you so. See, that's the funny thing too. You gave that update yesterday. I thought I'm going to hear about this. Whatever I've subjected Squatter to, I'm going to hear a report. Thank you for holding on. I appreciate you. What have you seen out there today, Squatter?
Well, you know, some people had to go to school this week, and some of us had to drive those people to school.
Ah, so Squatter / chauffeur, perhaps.
Perhaps. And it was kind of cool. I hit a partridge this morning. I don't like to do that, but I did. But when I got to the next stop, when I put the crossing arm out, feathers flew.
Oh, you hit a partridge with the bus, huh?
So this school bus hit a grouse today. Is that what you're telling me?
10-4, right on.
That is okay. I don't think anybody's going to top that story, especially right. It's 8:06. The show's technically over. I think you get the victory today on that one today, Squatter. I think we're just going to give you that one now.
Sweet.
I will say that there's absolutely no prize for what I just awarded you, but you'll still be entered to win all the good stuff.
I like that you gave me the thumbs up to show up the studio. I mean, I do have a lot of fans out there right now that have been waiting to hear from me.
I mean, like I said, I wasn't doing my job until I got you out on the Deer Hunters Roundup today. I didn't think.
Right on.
Well, hey, Squatter, we've got to check in with you and your favorite Thanksgiving food. Otherwise, I'm still not doing my job.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with squash on that one.
Squash.
Wow, that's good. A little melted butter on there. Mm.
See, you can tell I've been a little argumentative tonight, Squatter, and I'll tell you what, if it weren't right up at the end of the show, we might have to talk about squash.
Well, my wife makes a good honey, kind of a good honey sauce.
See,
that
that's
squash.
Just it. Man, I'm not saying I'd have to argue with Squatter. We'd have excellent. To discuss. We'd have to lay it out a little bit. Are we just talking about butternut? Are we talking some spaghetti? Like, what's the tone of the squash?
Well, like the butternut squash with butter and brown sugar. I mean, my mom makes
that's
the best
what
squash
it is.
Around.
Brown sugar, yep.
The board has decided to allow it. Squatter, thank you so much for checking in with us today.
You bet. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Thank you. Good luck out there, by the way. Right. Tell the whole camp good luck and put some meat on the ground. Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Right.
All right. You're our last call on the roundup. Who is this? Oh, shoot. I think I just dropped him. If I just dropped your call, I'm so sorry. I've gone the whole show without doing that, but please give it a ring back. I appear to have unlocked new options on our phone console. Let me just try this quick. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kylie from Camp Snake in the Bush.
Kai from Camp Snake in the Bush. And was that Kai or Ty?
Callie.
It was neither of those silly things I said. Thank you for clarifying. Callie, do you qualify for our youth rifle that we're giving away from Nemeth Implement?
I do qualify.
Excellent, excellent. Now that the brass tacks are out of the way, what happened in the woods today? Did you see anything that you wanted to see? Did you not see what happened?
Well, I actually wasn't in the woods today. I was at school, but Sunday night I shot a deer, and tonight we actually ate that deer, and I'm thankful I'm at home eating the deer instead of eating Uncle Joe's roast beef and his pea soup.
10 out of 10. That, I have nothing to add. That was beautifully done. Well, thank you so much. I think I agree with your choice of dinner this evening, and especially in light of the options you would have had if you were at deer camp.
Well, yep, I agree.
We're going to make sure you get entered to win that youth rifle, and thank you so much for calling in this evening. Please check back with us throughout the week, okay?
Favorite food, Kelly, at the Thanksgiving table.
I tried to chew you out the door. My bad. What's that favorite Thanksgiving meal?
Probably pumpkin pie or grandma's punch that she makes along with the meal.
Grandma's punch. Okay, see, between that and the Kugula, there's a couple of recipes that I'm not going to be able to finish the day right unless I know. Oh, well, I'll just have to make my peace with it. Grandma's punch. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to take one more call. We're about to wrap up the Deer Hunters Roundup, and then I've got Bucky for you. We're broadcasting live on 98.3 FM, on YouTube under the 98Q Country page, and on the internet, 98QCountry.com. Here's our last call for the evening. Joel will be back tomorrow, but for now, you're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, it's Chewy from Camp Lean 2.
Chewy from Camp Lean 2. How's it going out by Camp Lean 2 today?
Hey, we got one on the pole.
All right. That's worth an applause button. What do we got hanging on the pole today, Chewy? Doe, buck, what do we see? Uh-oh, we are breaking
up. Shooter.
Oh, sorry about that. You broke up something fierce. What did you end up hanging today?
It was a spike.
A spike. Hey, those are made out of meat. Yep. That's for sure. The whole crew's going to be eating well.
Looking spade like antler.
Oh, with a
one like it.
One of those kind of clubby antlers they get sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, I once heard it said, and maybe you can weigh in on this. I actually have been thinking about this. Craig, maybe you could weigh in on that too. Say a deer has a left antler that's an odd shape. Does that imply they had a wounded leg the year before?
I've never heard that.
That's what I've heard. Am I the only one? Am I making things up? Have you heard that before, Chewy?
This is Sly. He handed me the phone because I shot the deer.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Well, so that's what I had heard before was basically a deer with a funky antler has that because of a leg injury often the year before. Is that something that you've ever heard of before, or am I just making that up?
I've heard of it might be an injury, but both spikes were the same shape.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure it wasn't walking around on two broken legs last year, so that's my theory kind of shot, huh?
That was kind of weird.
Well, hey. It still counts, right? It's still occupying great space on the pole. It'll still freeze well and even better.
It took a while to get it there.
Oh, a little bit of a pulley maneuver or some extra lifting?
Yeah, well, he ran away and I was kind of surprised. And he crossed the river. And then we got the landowner's permission and he helped us track this deer on his property. And came back around to the river and crossed back over the river onto my property again.
Oh, jeez. Wow. At that, I'll be honest with you. I was kind of hearing the sound of Yakety Sax in the background, the Benny Hill theme, just a lot of saxophone music as you're chasing a deer around. But you wound up with it on the pole, and it's where it belongs now, right after all the fuss.
He crossed the river onto my property. We found him.
Wow. Well, hey, kudos to you for doing it right the whole way through. You didn't give up until you found the deer. You made sure it died humanely. You made sure you checked with the landowner. I know that when I was 12 years old, I was taught to do it exactly the way it sounds like that you did it. So kudos to you for hunting and hunting right.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. And thank you all for checking in today. That will be actually the last call we take on the roundup today. But we'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. for day 4's edition. We're streaming live on, not tomorrow, Austin hasn't, come over here. Austin has said like nothing all day except to let me know when I made a mistake. Austin, how are you today?
I am existing.
That's Austin Brume, our news director here at 98Q Country. We've been on 98.3 FM WCQM. We've been on YouTube under 98Q Country's YouTube page. We've also been on 98QCountry.com and a couple other radio stations. Before we go, I just wanted to hand it to you, Big G, really quick and make sure I didn't just push you right out the door.
Hey, no problem. I'm a hard guy to push around. So.
That's true.
But
that's
anyway,
true.
I want to thank Craig here from Bader Sports Center for joining us tonight. And, Craig, any final words? I know you're probably going to get up early and go to work tomorrow again because it's a busy week for you. So.
Well, actually, I get off till noon tomorrow. But
you do? Okay.
Yeah, I keep thinking about that one girl that called in that got that 13-pointer, kind of backed up our story about women can do it. And
yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Good for her. Congratulations if she's listening.
Chelsea. That was Chelsea. Shout out to Chelsea from Sleep Camp. Slow day in the woods. 5 deer on the pole. Shout out to the wife who got it done opening day with a 13-pointer back home.
Good for you.
Chelsea, I already awarded this prize, but you get the gray prize of the day, Chelsea. But also, that is good for an entry into winning some of the prizes we've got here. Make sure you call in if you can. 715-744-1006. That line will be open again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when Joel is back with me and Big G in the studio.
Actually, we got a guest coming in tomorrow. sausage coming in?
And oh, the one and only sausage. Tomorrow is sausage day.
Wednesday, yep.
Well, many callers and listeners and longtime listeners especially will recognize the name Sausage as a caller, but also as a studio guest last year. He'll be in studio and on camera if he lets us.
I don't think there's enough room for Sausage and myself to be in here, so I may be bowing out tomorrow. So
we'll have to figure that out. There will be a rotating cast of characters. Definitely Joel, almost certainly me, maybe Big G, and we'll check in with the Sausage. Thank you all the callers, all of the commenters. Thank you, Craig from Bader Sports Center. Thank you, Big G.
Thank you.
And thank you, Austin, for making this possible. I'm going to get off the radio now and play some Hey Bucky Bucky for you. Top of the hour news. We'll be actually, bottom of the hour news. Top of the hour is gone. Bottom of the hour news around 8:30. Right here, 98.3 FM, WCQM, a.k.a. 98
and we'll
Q
get
Country.
Joel out of the doghouse with Bucky Bucky.
98 Q Country. Big G, I was saying it. I was in the middle of saying it.
All right.
Here comes
Q
old
Country.
Bucky Bucky. You have my word.
Oh, Bucky Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs of bread. So he runs into the trees, says, Mr. Hunter, please. Won't you shoot me dead? Now this is the season we all have waited for. Our guns are cleaned and ready, and they're waiting by the door. I hear that cold wind blowing, gonna freeze our butt. For sure. Oh, Bucky Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs of bread. So he runs into the tree, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead? I hear the branches breaking. Must be Bucky on the trail. I see that massive rack of horns. Lord, I hope I do not fail. Sure am glad Bucky's rutting makes him dumber than a snail. I wonder, how'd he do that? All I see is a big white tail. Oh, Bucky, Bucky, he can't get no more lucky. He's got all the little doughs of bread. So he runs into the tree, says, Mr. Hunter, please, won't you shoot me dead?
Check it out!
At the bonfire. Bonfire. The parking lot. Parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98 Q Country.
Car moaning the blues makes me warm.
the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. Well, it's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
I can't hide the way I feel about you anymore. I can't hold the hurt inside, keep the pain out of my eyes anymore. My tears no longer waiting. My resistance ain't that strong. My mind keeps recreating a life with you alone. And I'm tired of pretending I don't love you anymore. Let me make one last appeal to show you how I feel about you. Cause there's no one else, I swear, holds a candle anywhere next to you. My heart can't take the beating, not having you to hold. A small voice keeps repeating deep inside my soul. It says I can't keep pretending I don't love you anymore. We'll be right back.
Q Country.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua is your haven for the home cooked. Order the perfect classic cheeseburger or mix it up with cream cheese and green olives. And who needs tater tots when you can level it up with tater kegs? Wait, there are Reuben tater kegs? I'm going to Sherry's right now. Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua. I'll see you there.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 20s. It looks mostly cloudy for Thanksgiving Day, high in the mid-20s with a gusty breeze, a few flurries for Thursday night and Friday. We're at 18 right now.
98Q Country.
Flame, that grill lighted up when I hear you say my name. Yeah, you know just how to start it. You shine, and I just can't wait to get you out tonight.
Yeah, you know how bad I want it. You ride the Chevy like a Cadillac. Blow that one stop line, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot whip kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot red dress hanging on your lips. I'm talking backseat heartbeat pounding in my chest. I'm seeing red, I'm seeing red. Can't get you out of my head, girl. Can't get you out of my head. The way you color up my world, I'm seeing red. Down. We can get down someplace just outside of town. And bring a bottle if you wanna. And that moon ain't gonna tell on me and you. And just say the word and we're gonna ride this Chevy like a Cadillac. Roll that one stop light, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot wet kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot red dress hanging on your lips. I'm talking backseat heartbeat pounding in my chest. I'm seeing red, I'm seeing red. Can't get you out of my head, girl. Can't get you out of my head. The way you color up my world, I'm seeing red.
that just don't happen twice. Sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Then it was shown every star. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. Yeah, we fell in love.
This year, I am thankful for my family and friends.
My mom and my dad.
I'm thankful for having a lot of people around me who love me and support me through all my decisions.
Happy Thanksgiving.
98Q Country.
Friends, and so are we. The whole town's rooting for us like the home team. Most likely to settle down, plant a few roots real deep and let them grow. But we can't stop this real world from spinning us. Your bright lights, God, I don't blame you for picking up your big dream bags. They're all packed up and ready to go. But I just need you to know that I love you more than a California sun. More than a beer when you ain't 21 yet. More than a Sunday morning, Lord, turn the sun, poor lost soul found. Hallelujah bound. Yeah, I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits the hook. When the guy gets a girl at the end of the book. But baby, this might be the last time I get to lay you down. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Like the train tracks, city sky ain't the same black. Ain't that a map to shame and to think that I love you more than a California sunset. More than a beer when you ain't 21 yet. More than a Sunday morning, Lord, turn the sun, poor lost soul found. Hallelujah bound. Yeah, I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits the hook. When the guy gets a girl at the cup of coffee in the morning. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues, help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits the hook. When it it's a girl at the end of the book, but that ain't you and me, so I guess I'll see you around. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes. You can feel it from my heart. From here on after, let's stay the way we are right now. And share all the love and laughter that a lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. My life complete, and as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make yours just as sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we can see. So let's make each tomorrow be the best that it can be. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you'll never find a love as true as mine. It starts to storm. You've got the promise of my love to keep you warm. In all a love as true as mine.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great. It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did. Just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field. A no trespass sign. And time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt. Big deal. Something about a truck in a farmer's field. And something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night. Something about beer sitting on ice. Something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate. Back behind the corn, the most natural thing you'd ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful. Something about a truck, something about a creek
around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. Make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. To make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
AQ Country.
This Thanksgiving, gather at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, where tradition meets taste. Join Terry for homemade delights from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Enjoy a savory selection of honey and brown sugar glazed ham, tender beef tips, pork roast over wild rice with cranberries and pecans, traditional turkey with all the trimmings, mashed potatoes, green beans in a cream sauce, and more. Just $24 per adult, $12 for kids 6 to 12, and $6 for kids under 5. Make it a Thanksgiving filled with warmth and flavor at Northwood Supper Club.
This holiday season, help Leisure City unwrap the gift of giving this November. Bring in non-perishable food items all November to receive 10% off chemical and filter purchases, or receive $500 off the purchase of a new in-stock hot tub. Their goal is to donate 100 pounds of food to the Lakeland Pantry. With your combined efforts, Leisure City can give back to the Northwoods community. Stop in to donate all November at Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North in Woodruff.
Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sport Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Bartholer Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
98Q Country.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I baby's a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers frame that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant. This is my dirt. Where I raise my babies. This is my dirt.
Jason Aldean.
Luke Combs.
Morgan Wallen.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Whether it lasts remains to be seen, but a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah is now in effect.
The Israeli cabinet approving the Hezbollah plan, brokered by the U.S. and France, for a 60-day pause during which Hezbollah would move north from the border with Israel and Israeli forces gradually withdrawing from southern Lebanon.
ABC's Martha Raddatz, wanted in the U.S. for bombings in the San Francisco area in 2003, suspected animal rights extremist Daniel Andreas San Diego is in custody in Great Britain. No one was hurt in the bombings on the campus of a biotechnology company 21 years ago. In Manchester,